You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. The crescent phase. Show me how good it gets. Show me how good it gets. God, show me how good it gets. Ancestors, higher self, future self, elementals, show me how good it gets. I'm as whole as the moon is. On a full moon night, even when I'm in my crescent phase, I'm as whole as the moon is. On a full moon night, even when I'm in my crescent phase, you're a lot stronger than you think you are. My guy, sis, you're a lot stronger than you think you are. When you understand that, there is no separation between your spirit and the universe, you will know that I and my ancestors are one, right? Mercury retrograde is a time of manifestation, my love. We're in a time of manifestation, a week of manifestation, a month or so thereabouts of manifestation. Your interests and passions are not random. They are connected to your purpose. Never worry for longer than a second. Stop replaying your past. First of all, do that. Stop replaying your past. This world only respects strength. It despises weakness. At this moment, as I record this, we're experiencing a Mercury retrograde. 2022, the month of May, Taurus season. Did you know? Reading 20 pages per day is 30 books per year. You know how much that puts you ahead of the motherfucking competition? Because most people, they are not reading to level up and get ahead and get a bigger bag and get a better salary. They're not even reading, baby. Reading 20 pages per day is 30 books per year. Do you know how simple that is? Saving just 110 per day is $3,650 per year. Did you know running 1 mile per day, just running a mile, we ain't even asking you to do much. You don't got to do a lot. Running 1 mile per day is 365 miles per year. Becoming 1%. Just 1%. Drinking more water, working out, walking, standing up, reading, getting better, doing better, being a better motherfucker. Becoming 1% better per day is 37 times better per year.
Think compound interest. Learn the power of stacking. Consistency results in a larger return on your investment. Return on your investment. ROI, 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 ROI. Return on your investment. Consistency, just being consistent. Baby, if I can get you to just be consistent with something, consistency results in a larger return on your investment of time and energy than inconsistent intensity. You can go real hard, real fast, real deep, real hard, real fast, real intense. Not the same as consistency. Okay? Stop wasting your precious. Stop wasting your precious energy on something that cannot be changed or undone. Use this energy to manifest something new, something that your heart is aching for, and start doing it step by step, one at a time, a day at a time. That's all we ever have, is a day at a time. When you think of things as a whole, as a large conglomerate, it will inundate you. It will make you feel anxiety. It will make you feel incapable. Everything is a day at a time. That's all you ever have. That's all you have, right? Connect to source. Because see, one thing about it, when we are sleeping, we are connected to source with an etheric type of chain, if you will, right? And being conscious while dreaming brings the dreamer into a reality of his or her own mind. And so once we accept all that we are, our fear becomes our power. This state of fearlessness should bring you to a humble state of being. Don't let it overpower your ego. Absence of fear should make you humble and loving. And once the heart is open, nothing is separate. And so you and the source are one. What am I saying? Insights and wisdom. Insight, wisdom, insight, wisdom. Insight. Insights and wisdom comes to those who go to sleep with an intention to find answers, solution, resolution, to connect with the source. One must open the heart. Consistency is what will bring you forward, because when your dreams are so big, and I'm talking to somebody right now, you got big dreams. You're not like your friends. You think a little bit bigger. You think a little bit higher. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you know who I'm talking to. When your dreams are so big and you are just so far removed from what you know, the average, there are no shortcuts, because everybody around you has done the shortcuts. They've tried the easy way. They've done the easy way. And some of us don't have the luxury even of shortcuts. Matsuo Basho said, seek not the paths of ancients. Seek not the paths of ancients. Seek that which the ancients sought. Our individual journeys are beautiful and should be enjoyed. Stop letting your productivity decide your worth. Sometimes you have to pay the price of being a rebel, militant. I remember when I was younger, I was so militant, just easily. I remember being 17, 18, 19, drawn to Che Guevara and Assata Shakur and Mao Zedong and the capitalist, imperialist dynamic, you know, and always relating to the rebels and the militants, because I couldn't understand how we can allow so much poverty and pain and, you know, to exist in the same vacuum and the same dynamic as wealth and prosperity and plenty, right? But sometimes you have to pay the price of being a rebel and shining your light, because you will irritate the darkness in the people just by being you. You know what I mean? Just by having goals. Just by having aspirations. Just wanting more for yourself, for your people, for your children, for your family. You know, wanting to be a homeowner, wanting to live in a quality, nice, decent, safe neighborhood, wanting to have more than enough, not wanting to live paycheck to paycheck, right? Struggling to get ends to meet, correct, right? And so when you no longer, because a lot of that hinges on conformity and what we've been told to do and who we've been told to be, who we've been instructed to behave as in the larger society. When you no longer live as a conformist, you threaten the status quo. You threaten the ecosystem. You threaten the entire fear-based system. And so when you don't obey the messed up society, you take your power back and you inspire others to do the same. And every rebellious or militant quote-unquote action that you take as an individual towards freedom, it's about freedom, really, ultimately. But every action that you take as an individual towards freedom and love shifts the collective energy. There are two primary choices in life, in this life, right? To accept conditions as they exist, or accept the responsibility for changing them. If you're not ready, willing, and able to change shit and do better and elevate people and put people on and really move yourself up a couple notches, sit down, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? Right? There are two primary choices in life. Accept conditions as they exist and you complain and just deal with it. Or accept the responsibility for getting down in the engine, get down in the nuts and bolts, and uproot and change. Show me how good it gets. Show me how good it gets. Your existence alone speaks for itself. Resign yourself to the lifelong sadness that comes from never being satisfied. Zadie Smith wrote, people have the right to not fuck with you, right? I know it sounds crazy. People have the right to not fuck with you. Everybody won't vibe with you, and that's okay. That's okay. Every day is not the same. Just like the seasons and weather change, we also go through internal, psychological, spiritual changes, because every moment is a fresh breeze of rebirth. Okay? And when we really think about life as every moment of every hour is a fresh breeze of rebirth. You're always transcending. At every moment, you're always constantly evolving. As you are shifting, you'll begin to realize that you are not the same person you used to be. And like, sometimes people will be mad at you for things that you did or said 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. And they are so hung up on a version and an addition of you that you no longer are. The things you used to tolerate have now become intolerable. Where you once remained quiet, baby, you now speaking your truth, right? Where you once battled and argued and fought, you know, you throwing hands, you in the parking lot, shirt off, ready to, right? You are now choosing to remain silent because the shit don't even matter. Shit don't even matter. That shit don't benefit you. For what? You are beginning to understand the value of your voice, the value of your voice. There are situations that don't deserve your time. and your energy. And when you really know who you are and what you're about, what you stand for, you just won't trick off your energy because it's worth more. You could get more from it, right? You can get more for your energy. Alice Walker once wrote, and I love me some Alice Walker. She said, you can never really go back to the same waters. Not only are you no longer the same, but neither are the waters you left. The current has changed. The elements of nature have affected the stream. When you return, although it appears the same, it looked the same, right? It feels the same. It smells the same. It really is a different river. And you are a different person. Therefore, you cannot cross the same river twice. Deepak Chopra, right? The Tupac Deepak Chopra said, it helps if you remember that everyone is doing their best from their level of consciousness. And I've spoken on this before. Most people are doing the best they can with what they have and with what they know. And so you really can't fault somebody for failing because they didn't know more. They didn't know better. Most people are operating from what they know. I've said it before. People who are making $20,000 a year because they don't know how to make $40,000 a year. And a lot of people who are making $40,000 a year, they're making $40,000 a year because they don't know how to make $400,000 a year. Your parents, everybody, your coworkers, your siblings, everybody, you doing the best you can from the level of your understanding, from the level of your maturity, from the level of where you get this life thing, right? When we begin to see the divine in one another, each meeting becomes a sacred encounter. Dennis Waitley once said, time is an equal opportunity employer. Each human being has exactly the same number of hours and minutes every day. Rich people can't buy more hours. Scientists can't invent new minutes. And you can't save time to spend it on another day. Even so, time is amazingly fair and forgiving. No matter how much time you've wasted in the past, you still have an entire tomorrow. Thoughts are electric. Feelings are magnetic. Thoughts are electric. Feelings are magnetic. I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you. Feelings are magnetic. Thoughts, electric. Together they create the electromagnetic field that attracts all things to you. Many of us get better and gain happiness as we grow older, right? There are always exceptions to the rules, but it doesn't take time. It just takes realignment, okay? So you've got to believe it's already yours, whatever it is. You want that career, you want that new home, you want that family life, you want that husband, you want that wife, you want that reality, you want that existence. That's the secret of manifestation. You've got to believe it's already yours. And everything will happen for you all of a sudden, and you'll be thankful you didn't give up, because blessings are coming. I promise you that. Believe that. When you begin to lock in, write the vision, speak the vision, speak it into existence, believe what it is that you've given energy to and what you see in your future, and then you begin to pull it into your reality. Make it your intention to look at everything and say, I can afford that. I can buy that. I don't care what it is. speak things into existence. This is how you speak things into existence. You don't give a fuck what the world is saying or what everybody else is going through. You just speak what it is that you want for yourself and your life and your children and in your reality and in your future. And if you think of the universe as a vast electrical sea, because low key, that's kind of what it is, baby. If you think of the universe as a vast electrical sea, stay with me, in which you are immersed and from which you are formed, opening to your creativity changes you from something bobbing in that sea to a more fully functioning, more conscious, more cooperative part of that ecosystem. There is a mystical quality to creativity that can only benefit you if you use it correctly. Art is not a thing. It is a way. Art, music, instrumentation, poetry, writing, producing, lyrics, painting, sculpting, watercolors, aesthetic. Art is not a thing. It is a way. Albert Hubbard wrote in 1908. But the question of what that way is, where exactly it leads, and how to best follow it is something artists have been grappling with since the dawn of recorded time. And psychologists have spent decades trying to decode. You've got to believe, all cap, it's already yours. That's the secret of manifestation. Like, you already know. The mind is a powerful force. That's why kids have this shit figured out. Because they don't doubt. They just put it out there without any kind of doubt. It can enslave us or empower us. But the mind is a powerful force. It can plunge us into the depths of misery. Right? Everything, a lot of what you experience on a day-to-day is of your own doing, of your own making. Every time you praise something, every time you appreciate something, every time you feel good about something, you are telling the universe, baby, more of this, please. More of this, please. You're like, put some more on my plate. Anything you're energetic about and passionate about, you're giving energy to it, baby. Jesus said, in the Gospel of Thomas, recognize what is in your sight, and that which is hidden from you will become plain to you. For there is nothing hidden which will not become manifest. The mind is a powerful force. It can enslave us or empower us. It can plunge us into the depths of misery or take us to the heights of ecstasy. Learn to use this power wisely. Listen to yourself when you're giving advice to others, because those messages are usually low-key, lo and behold, right? Those messages are usually intended for you as well as everyone around you is a projection of your life. You have all that is useful knowledge and wisdom within. And now, in the year of 2022 on the Gregorian, right? Now is the time to start implementing it into your life. Your advice is what resonates within you. So mistakes are painful when they happen, yes. But years later, a collection of mistakes is what is called experience. Everything that is past is either a learning experience to grow on, a beautiful memory to reflect upon, or a motivating factor to act upon. Don't worry about anything. You are not here by accident. This form is just a costume for a while. The body that you're in, how you vote, your socioeconomic status, your race, your ethnicity, your background, all this shit is incidental. This shit is very meaningless in the grand scheme of things. And I know they have us to believe that shit matters and is important, but it's not. You must know this. If you know this and trust this, you don't have to worry about anything. Okay? This form that you're in, your body, is just a costume for a while. But the one who is behind the costume, this one, is eternal. Dreams come to tell us something about our lives that we are missing. Critical things you should never, ever, 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 ever tolerate is, number one, unhappiness at work. Unhappiness at work. Because I can speak on this because I unhinged myself from the corporate American engine, if you will. When you understand that working a 40-hour work week, this is just on average. When you understand that working a 40-hour work week, you're effectively spending more time with a boss, coworkers, and colleagues, etc., 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 than your actual children and your actual household, your actual husband or wife. And so you begin to value those hours and days just a little more. When you think about, okay, when you get up in the morning, get dressed, brush your teeth, shit, shower, shave, you get to work, maybe you do 9 to 5 or 9 to 6, 10 to 7, whatever your shift is. By the time you get home, you know, again, shower, eat, you know, get your kids from daycare, what have you, cook, whatever you need to do, spend some quality with the fam, bam, go to sleep. You're actually spending more quality time and hours with the people you work with. And so either that needs to be harmonious, baby, or you're going to be miserable. Never tolerate a long commute. This is your life we're talking about. This is your life. Never tolerate an unhealthy lifestyle in all of its iterations. Be that how you eat, what you eat, the quality of your drinking water. Are you working out, not working out? Fresh air, no fresh air. Your predominant space of existing. Never tolerate draining relationships. If a motherfucker is draining or dragging you, let the ass go. Life is too short for the bullshit. Never tolerate a disordered living space. Living in clutter and chaos has an effect on your psyche. It has an effect on your spirit. It has an effect on your heart. It has an effect on your mind. It has an effect on what you manifest and what you're creating. It's impossible to bring order out of chaos and bring wealth out of mess and filth. Never, ever, never tolerate negativity in all of her fall colors and spring line. Period. And comma. Never tolerate too much stuff. Junk. Because junk is cheap. You got too much stuff. You're surrounded by cheap. Never tolerate lack of communication. Let people know where you are with everything. People cannot read your mind. I don't know who needs to hear this. People can't read your mind, baby. They don't know what you're thinking until you say something. People cannot read your mind. Never, ever tolerate living out of your integrity, because you don't have to. You don't have to live out of your integrity. Never, ever, ever be willing to accept ignorance and inertia. Never stay too stagnant, because baby, stagnant waters breed disease and bacteria. Do you feel me? Never, ever, ever, never tolerate financial problems. Have your money together. Have your mind right. As long as you can keep your mind right, you can have your money together. Never tolerate ever living without fun. Are you fucking serious? What R. Kelly say? That's stupid. Y'all killing me. You're killing me. That's stupid, guys. Never. Everything is energy. And we control it with the power of our thoughts. Robert Adams once wrote, he said, silence is another name for God. Silence is another name for God. Quietness is a name for consciousness, for peace. Everything is found in the silence and not too much in the words. In quietness, you should try to be quiet for as long as you can, especially when you're at home. Try to sit in silence and quietness for as long as you can. It's in the silence where you will receive the message. It's in the silence where pure awareness reveals itself to you. Never be afraid to sit in the silence. It's your greatest asset. Listen, I've took L after L after L after L for months, several times over the course of my life. And the thing was, I made it look sexy. I'm not trying to be funny, but there have been times I've been going through just utter bedlam, just going through pandemonium hell, you feel me? And when I show up, they're like, oh girl, you look so good. They have no idea that I'm going through hell at home. And so I say that to say to you today, your future is secure, baby. Your future, listen, God got you. And so when it's hard to understand what's happening and, you know, it feels like you're hitting dead ends and you just getting hit from the motherfucking left. You getting hit from the right. You getting hit from up top. You getting uppercut. You just taking L's. And life is just really getting up in your ass. I'm telling you, coming up against challenge after challenge after don't lose heart. Do not give up on yourself. Do not throw in the towel. Do not just be like, you know, fuck it. Just if you can just maintain heart and mind and spirit, the unfolding of events may feel heartbreaking and disappointing. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you know who I'm talking. I'm talking to you. When the unfolding of events may feel heartbreaking and disappointing, but remember, the future is not deterred by this moment, baby. Nothing is final and nothing is over. Feel me? The future is still in the process of revealing itself, baby. You be patient and you stand your motherfucking ground. Give time the space it needs to align you with your future. Because really, low key, listen, once you step your work ethic up and you get your focus in alignment and you start praying and you really, you know, you really just like pride aside, because there will come times in your life where pride gonna get put to the left. Because you're dealing with so much. Again, I don't know who I'm talking to. Baby, get your focus in alignment. Things just going to start coming to you effortlessly. It's spiritual momentum. Capital gains in the unseen realm. Shit just start falling in your lap. People calling you for jobs and opportunities. And bags and bags and bags and bags. Your bills is paid. Your kids' private school is paid. Your car note is paid. Insurance paid. Groceries in the refrigerator. In the deep freeze in the garage. Filled up. You on some prepping shit. A true and living flow state. James Redfield said. He's the author of The Celestine Prophecy. Great fucking book, by the way. He said, we must assume every event. Has significance. We must assume every event has significance. And I live by this. I believe this. He said, every event not only has significance, but contrary to popular belief, every event contains a message that pertains to our questions. And this is especially true, and it applies to what we used to call bad things, right? The challenge is to find the silver lining in every event, no matter how negative. Always find the silver lining. Change is coming. It's time for new beginnings. And so much is clearing out of your life. So much is clearing out of all of our lives right now. This is a time of just clearing. New energy is entering. You might be experiencing a lot of mental, physical, and spiritual transformation that's unlocking new levels within yourself. Be patient and prioritize, you know, your self-care and your self-love and giving time to yourself, giving time to your craft, to your children, to your family, to your household. The doorway to a higher level of awareness opens inward. It always opens inward. Everything starts from within. And most of us spend our lives looking outside for the solutions to our problems. You know, right? If I could get a better job, if I could make more money, if I could get a better dude, right? A better husband, a better wife, a better education. If I could get another degree, if I could get just to that next tax bracket, right? A better neighborhood, Listen. Often we view reality and ourselves through the lenses of others' perspective, because that only happens when you're comparing yourself to other people. Listen, even when surrounded in a sea of people who are like-minded and similar to you, always remember that you are unique in your own beautiful way, and there is no one the fuck else out there like you. We can't get another you. I don't care. There may be those who look like you, they sound like you, they do it a little bit like you, they kind of a little bit, but we can never get another you. I can never get another you with your experience and your mindset and how you look and how you put your thing on things when you're really putting your thing on things. We can never get that again. So don't waste precious time comparing yourself to someone entirely different from you, baby. Nobody is built like you. I want you to manifest some big shit this week. Fuck all the bullshit. Manifest some big shit this week. Show me how good it gets. Show me.